This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And if you want to listen online to us there, you can do that too. Just click on the Listen Live button. All righty, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshuk, retired U.S. Air Force and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, certainly a class act, certainly sitting there and giving the Dems all they can possibly handle. But I got one complaint. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Senator Hirono from Hawaii, what she said, the question she asked about sexual deviance and have you ever done this and done that, with her kids sitting behind her, she deserves to be reprimanded and even censured by the Senate for being so just absolutely rude, crude, and abusive.
Well, she's got a she's got a reputation for being low class, and you know we've seen her in action before in other hearings on a lot of issues. And you know I agree with you 100%. I would hope that McConnell does whatever is necessary with regard to Senate policy ethics and treats her accordingly. That's all I can say on that. But yeah, you're exactly right. But it shows who and what the Democrat Party is all about when they kind of ask those kind of irrelevant questions. You know, she's trying to you know, trip her up with that kind of stuff. And, you know, Barrett handled it with grace and professionalism, and that's why she needs to be confirmed.
And, of course, there was all about Obamacare, abortion, and guns all day long, back and forth, taking turns. And the dynamic duo, I call them the gruesome twosome, Kamala and Corey, they were at it, and but she handled them very well.
Well, I keep asking people, okay, there's 330 million Americans, and they keep making such a big deal about Obamacare, the ACA, that covers about 20 million. If Obamacare was so great and was the way they make it out to be, why wouldn't all 330 million Americans be covered by it, and every American would be, you know, even 80% satisfied with it? We're talking about such a small sliver of the population that it supports, yet the cost of it is so high, and this is the reason Trump wants to, you know, get rid of it and put back and rebuild it, which is going to come into come into play in his second administration.
Yeah. Now, we had Joe Biden in Florida yesterday. He was in Miramar. He was in Pembroke as well. Leo and his Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump, they had well over 100 of them that were out there waving their flags and this, that, and the other. They followed Biden around. Between the people they had there, they had more than the press that was following Biden and the people that he had inside that were there. One place they had 14 people.
Yeah, I mean, this is par for the course for the Biden campaign. We saw him up in his home state of Pennsylvania the day before, and he had about 15 people there. And to compare and contrast, you know, we all saw President Trump in Sanford, Florida, 2 days ago, and he had over 30,000 there, and 120,000 is a number I saw had signed up to get in to the event at the airport. And Biden has 14 at his event in Florida. And last night, you know, Trump had another event in Pennsylvania.
Johnstown.
And I haven't seen the numbers yet on it, but looking at the pictures, it was easily equal to what he had in Sanford, Florida. So just put that into perspective.
Yeah, and he's coming Friday to Ocala at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is what we're going to see. I mean, the Biden administration, the Biden Obama folks, you know, they're going to be bringing supposedly Obama on tour now.
That's what I heard.
Couple weeks. That's not going to help. I think it's going to hurt Biden. But Biden is they're going through the motions now. I've seen enough information where they know Biden isn't going to fare very well in this. So we'll see.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Colonel's going to be around for an extra segment with us today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan spelled M-A-U-S. And let me tell you, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver-assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them so far from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, don't forget, Moss Care is included in each vehicle that's purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. They've got over 800 vehicles in stock now, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that other dealerships don't. So, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Save, You Serve program, and it puts pastors, veterans, active military, first responders, all on a pedestal. Now, check out the Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura at the Florida Avenue location here in Tampa, side by side, or visit them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss, Nissan. All right, Colonel Jim Warshak is back with us. Hey, Colonel.
Hey, Matt.
Now, the ex-White House doctor running for Congress, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, as a doctor, a physician, is very concerned over what he's seeing with Joe Biden's mental acuity. And I've said this before, based on what I know that I've dealt with when I worked fire department rescue and on the ambulance from time to time and whatnot, as I was coming up through the ranks as an EMT and then later a paramedic and then later an officer in the fire service. But I see dementia big time and getting worse.
Yeah, it's becoming exactly. It's getting worse when you start having 2 to 3 of those per speech. That's concerning, and I think people are starting to recognize that. Couple that with his history of it over the last few years, that would be concerning, and you know, a doctor such as Ronny Jackson, who was the White House doctor, he didn't become White House doctor through politics. He was a member of the military, and he was selected on his ability to.
He served under Obama.
My point. You know, to be a White House doctor, you're cream of the crop, and you know what you're doing. So for him to make that, but I think it's obvious to many people, and you know, that's one of the things it's been asked about, but it's been overlooked by the media, particularly. You know, the Democrats are just beside themselves over the fast recovery of President Trump. I mean, I'm myself in awe on how fast he recovered and was back doing, you know, all the things he's doing. Nobody expected that. They had him down for 3 weeks or longer, figuring that. And they've laid out everything, and, you know, they're disavowing the success of the treatment he got and everything. So that's part of the effort. So the question is, well, then if you're so concerned about his health and his performance, why don't you put it out there about Biden? What's his problem?
Mm-hmm.
And they're reluctant to do that. So,
Well, we'll see what happens because, you know, we're getting very close to whatever. Now, Nancy Pelosi yesterday lashed out at CNN's Wolf Blitzer, called him a GOP apologist during a testy exchange on the stalled COVID stimulus bill. He was asking her questions, saying the Democrats are concerned, Republicans are concerned. What is it you're going to do? What's the stumbling point? The president just offered $1.8 trillion. What's it going to take? And she just tore off on him.
That's the hypocrisy of the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. You know, if he had asked her a softball question that was questioning the Republicans, rather her than the Democrats, it would have been fine. But because he asked her a tough question. Now, Wolf Blitzer, we all know, is no way an apologist for the Republican Party. So he asked her a little bit of a tough question, and she didn't have an answer, and so she lashed out. But that's how Nancy Pelosi is. We've seen her in action time and time again. And she, too, needs to perhaps be checked out medically because I think she's got a few problems there as well.
Yeah. Now, Floridians have already cast 1.8 million election ballots through the early voting. The breakdown is as follows: 905,065 for Democrats, 520,712 for Republicans, 336,768 for the NPRs, or the independents, as they call them, and 20,118 for third parties. Now, if you look at that right away, and we had a call earlier from someone that said, oh, almost twice as many Democrats have voted as Republicans. Look at that. They're leading in the polls. Not necessarily.
It's how they voted, and we don't know that yet.
That's right.
How many of those Democrats voted for Trump, and how many of those Republicans voted for Trump or Biden? And, you know, the only one that I would give face value at just by looking at the number would probably be the third party, because they probably voted, obviously, if their third party voted for neither candidate, but that's only 20,000, and that's a spit in the bucket. But I would, from a lot of Democrats I've talked to and a lot of NPRs or non-political people, I think we have to wait and see. And I bet you a lot of them have voted for Trump.
I'm sure. Now, we got a caller. Let's go to the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hey, Jim.
Nice to talk to you, Colonel and the Captain. Colonel, last presidential election, one of the talking heads on election night, when I go back and watch the videos of the win, point out that Hillsborough was a linchpin and a bellwether. And they said that Trump did better than that, and they realized at that point that Trump was going to win. Can you tell us, they even circled Hillsborough on a map of Florida, can you tell us how you think that Hillsborough County is doing this year, this presidential election?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Go ahead, sir.
That's a great question. Hillsborough, going back 20, 30 years, has always been considered one of the bellwether counties in the country. And how Hillsborough goes, Florida goes, and how Florida goes, the country goes. That's the adage there. Trump didn't win Hillsborough, but he carried a lot of votes for himself in 2016. He lost Hillsborough by somewhere between, I would say, about 39,000. I know that was a critical number because you can correct that. And I had received calls and had worked with the White House since on that. I see him doing much better because now people know who he is. He's a known quantity and they know what he can do. Hillsborough, two key counties this election are Hillsborough and Seminole County. And, because Seminole reflects America, kind of a cross section of what America looks like.
Yep.
And Hillsborough because of its position in Florida. So, Trump will carry Hillsborough pretty heavily. We just don't know, but we're seeing a lot of good indicators. Nothing we can put our finger on and say he's going to win it yet. But I think it comes down to just like we're seeing here with the numbers Matt put out. You don't know how these people voted. They turned their ballots in, but we don't know how they voted yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I'm going to base that answer on and agree totally with you. And that's the Hispanic plurality that seems to be about double what it was in 2016. The black numbers up anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20%, depending on what you're looking at. And then the blue wave that's coming. Now, it may not be quite as forceful down here in Florida, but I'm going to tell you, anywhere where they talked about defunding the police or reallocating funds for the police, you have developed an absolute wall up there against the Democrats by the law enforcement officers, the firefighters, and the EMS.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's the, you know, as you talked about, it's the walkaway movement that has been, you know, just massive. You know, we saw that over the weekend in D.C. with that big march.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the critical organizations that was created after the 16 election to give people the opportunity. You don't have to vote by your way your party is. You can walk away, particularly that. And then we're watching the counter movement with the fight against socialism movement, and that is very heavy Hispanic. And that's
okay.
You know, people who are of Hispanic or
yep.
nationality are finding that
right.
as a way to go.
Hang on, because we're coming right back. We're going to have one more segment, a bonus segment this morning with the Colonel. He's going to stick around for one more segment. We're going to talk more about the election, more in Florida, more about what's going on and what you can expect to see. And we'll even delve into a little around the country stuff, because again, I'm hearing from people all around the country that
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Barrett continue Tuesday. Pressed for her thoughts if there is a dispute with the 2020 election.
See, I certainly hope that all members of the committee have more confidence in my integrity than to think that I would allow myself to be used as a pawn to decide this election for the American people. I have not committed to anyone or so much as signaled. I've never even written. I've been in a couple of opinions in the Seventh Circuit that have been around the edges of election law. But I haven't even written anything that I would think anybody could reasonably say, oh, this is how she might resolve an election dispute.
Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett.
The Democrats kept holding up these pictures of these people in terrible circumstances, sick people, people in bad shape, and saying, what would you do about that? But the question isn't whether the government or the court will do anything about that. The question before the court is whether the legislative remedies that are put forward to help these people are constitutional. It's a different set of questions.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job like they did me. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of you and that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS and tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 cash today like they did me. Okay, Colonel Jim Warshut from the Hillsborough County Republican Party is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, I want to ask you a question before we go to the phone caller. We had a call during the break from a person that came over to get some Trump-Pence yard signs, and he says normally he gets 25, 30, 40, sometimes he's gotten as many as 50, put them out all around his neighborhood, and he was only able to get 2 because you were out.
Yeah, we have gone through signs like you would not believe. I've never seen it this hectic and people wanting signs. They're going like crazy. We have 0 left. We're getting another shipment in today, and that's going to be it. That's going to have to carry us the next, 2.5 weeks till the election. But it's this way nationwide. The Trump campaign never expected the amount of signs to go out. People are going online and buying them, and, of course, those are all backlogged.
Yep.
So that tells you, I've been through a number of elections with the party, and I've never seen the push and the demand for signs. So what we're doing is we're rationing them because we want to make sure anybody who comes through the door can get some, you know, people come from all over the county, and I don't want to have to, they come in and can't get assigned. So, you know, we're going to give two out, and because those are going to go in a week.
Yeah.
You know, we were at the Tampa Gun Show this weekend, and I think we gave out over 500 signs.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much exhausted everything we had, and we're getting a shipment in today. I am,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the warehouse, with my crew today to get the signs. So mm-hmm. We'll have them late today or tomorrow.
Okay. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Bill in Sarasota, Captain.
Yes, sir. What's up?
And, I'd like to thank you and the Colonel both for your service while we're thinking about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You guys did things that the rest of us were unable or unwilling to do, and we owe our freedom to you guys. A couple of things. I think that there's a natural constituency in the libertarian-minded people. I'm the former chair of the Libertarian Party of Sarasota County,
mm-hmm.
and for years, and you know the whole liberty thing is starker than ever. The choice between individual liberty under Trump and totalitarian fascism under Biden,
yep.
and crew has never been, the division between Republicans and Democrats has never been so stark. And to me, there's a natural constituency among libertarians for somebody that will win an election and help bring about a more libertarian society, unlike Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little surprised that I wonder what there's also down ballot issues that, you know,
right.
need to be followed, you know, and coattails whether it's going to be long enough for President Trump to bring
right.
people into the House. We can retake the House. I'm a Republican now. I'm in the Liberty Caucus. And,
okay.
And so I've
down there with my friend Colonel. Let's see, Kevin. Kevin, what? Right down there, right?
I can't say that I know who you're talking.
Well,
about.
He's Lieutenant Colonel. He's a retired Lieutenant Colonel. But anyway, Kevin, I know him as Kevin. He's probably listening. He's going to shout at me. You don't know my name. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. But my thought was is that there's a natural constituency there. If we're going to take back the House, we need all the down ballot votes we can get.
Right. And we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm.
And I think if President Trump appeals to third party voters that, I mean, libertarians traditionally have been broken into two divisions, the minarchists, the people that want smaller government, and the mm-hmm. anarchists who think we don't need any government.
Yep.
And this year, with all the rioting and things that have been going on around the country,
mm-hmm.
I think the anarchists would have to be scared and be rethinking. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know any personally, but I think that the anarchist wing of the Libertarian Party would have to be scared to death
mm-hmm.
that their whole philosophy would be false.
Yep. Okay, well,
so, so how much down-ballot support do you think Trump will have?
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it. Okay, Colonel, before you start, I want to point out to the people, listen, we've got a congressional election going on in Hillsborough County. We've got a really good chance of putting Christine Quinn across the finish line here, more so than over in Pinellas County, where it's going to be a lot more difficult with the entrenched Charlie Crist, who somebody figures that the sun rises and sets on over there. I keep hearing it all the time, but and from Republicans, too, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, Colonel, we've got to support our people down the ballot.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and the Democrats know that, and that really, you know, I'm looking at the paperwork I got right in front of me here that talks about the Democrats have pretty much written off Biden. They know they have their internal numbers, and so their big effort is to push down ballot in an effort to block any support for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We Republicans or we patriots need to make sure you vote Republican on every down ballot. You cannot pick a Democrat. I don't care if you know them and they're the nicest person in the world and everything. They are not going to be able to serve based on who they are. They will have to, under the Democratic Party, the way it's going, is listen to what the leadership of the Democratic Party is pushing down. They're not going to be able to have their own voice and independence serving as a Democrat any longer. The Democratic Party, this is why there's the fight against socialism, is a socialist, you know, and I'll go one step further, I always add communists, and that type of leadership is centralized, top-down, you will do what we tell you to do, you will take this position on this issue, no longer are our elected officials down ballot, which are our House of Representatives, our senators, our governors, our state House and Senate, our constitutional offices, which are our sheriffs and our attorney, our state's attorneys and all those officials. If you're a Democrat, they are not going to be supportive of their constituents. They're going to be supportive of what is told to them to do on high. And so that's why we need Republicans behind down ballot. And as you mentioned in Hillsborough, Christine Quinn, we need to get rid of Kathy Castor. Kathy Castor drafted or is one of the co-drafters of the Democratic Party platform. You talk about it all the time. The 92-page document that is the Communist Manifesto was co-drafted by Kathy Castor, who's the Democrat in Hillsborough County. We've got to get her out.
Now, I want to point out to everybody, and I want to thank you very much for running out of time for giving me the opportunity to come over and speak to the Hillsborough County Republican Party last week, because my job, my mission, my goal was to inspire everybody and light a fire under everybody's butt in that room. And I can honestly say I'm still getting calls. I'm still getting text messages. I'm still getting emails. So I think the mission was accomplished.
Absolutely, and we always appreciate you coming over and talking, and like you say, lighting a fire under people. People know you, they listen to you, you're a influencer in the community, and that's the key thing. So Matt, always appreciate you helping out where you can, and you did a lot that night, and I'm getting a lot of comments from people as well saying, when is he coming back again? So.
Well, we'll see. I know I'll be busy the night of the election.
we'll all be.
Yeah.
But you know, politically, you know, everybody get out there and vote for the president. Tell your friends, neighbors, family, and vote down ballot Republican. Make it easy on yourself if it's got an R behind it. Going about it, you know, this is for the country, and this is serious stuff. We've never been in an election like this before.
We need to retire Nancy Pelosi, get her the hell out of there as Speaker. We can do it if people just pay attention and vote for the R's when you see them, and get rid of Nancy Pelosi, get her out, retire her, because if she's not the Speaker next time around, she won't run again. You watch and see.
The last thing I want to say is if Donald Trump can win Congressional District 13 and 14, which is where Charlie Crist is and where Kathy Castor is, and makes those Republicans, he owns Tampa Bay.
Correct.
And Donald Trump would love to be out there in front of the country saying, I own Tampa Bay.
You bet. And
we want that to happen.
You bet. All right, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you again real soon, and thanks very much for sticking around the extra segment. Got a lot of comments here from people chiming in. They loved it, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Get out there, whatever you do, vote. If you don't vote, don't complain to anybody. You are part of the problem. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny. It's going to be a pretty nice day to be out on the water because the winds will be out of the northeast. They'll be light and variable with gusts from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature 85 degrees, the bay water temperature 83 degrees. High tide came at 1:19 a.m. this morning. Low tide coming up here at 6:39 a.m. And it's going to be a great day with lots of sun on the water to sun sanitize Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything while you load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D. And you have a great time in the water, too, with your friends, your family, and your sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work and owning the boat. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, if you become a member here in our backyard at the largest franchise of all the Freedom Boat Clubs right here in Tampa Bay, 29 locations, over 500 boats, you get the reciprocity at the other 232 locations across the country. So that means you can go from here and go out to Nevada or go to Missouri or go to Arkansas or go to Michigan or go to Ohio or go to North Carolina or go to Texas and take advantage and use your membership over there. Now, all you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget, Freedom Boat Club. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lost on Tampa. Let's get down to business.
60 seconds. Go for it.
Let's call for ladies and gentlemen. Me and the captain are wondering who is the numbnuts who's voting for Democrat. Who are you? You got to be kidding me. You got to hate the cops. You got to hate the military. You got to hate America. You got to hate your kids. Okay, that's who you are. Okay? You got to hate the greatest country in the world. Who in the world is voting for a Democrat? In Michigan, where they shut you down. In fact, I could go on Pennsylvania. Are you out of your mind? Seriously. They say senior citizens. That Joe Biden was in there. He would do what Cuomo did and put you off. You don't have to be a first grader to know that you'll put sick people with COVID in an ALF. You don't have to do that. Don't tell me that was done accidentally. Baloney. That's nonsense. They're paying. This is population. Get rid of the old people. How can a senior citizen vote for a Democrat when you see Joe Biden doesn't have the cognitive skill? You yourself know, I can't do that job anymore. I'm not physically able. Joe Biden can't do the job and he should be in jail. Bar, this would be a good time for you to come out and say, Joe Biden's under investigation. Okay? I haven't heard a peep from you. It's a joke. The Federal Bureau of Idiots hasn't done anything. Back to business here. How could anybody in anywhere in Indiana, Michigan, anywhere in the United States vote for a Democrat? Because you can't be living in Florida. You're not that stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're counting on you to go and to vote and bring your family, bring your valid ID, and you should be voting now so you don't have to wait on November 3rd. Okay. And this thing should be over. Let's get to work and save the country, save
Thank
our
you.
Cops, and stand up for Jesus.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa. Now, to my Republican friends out there, and to people in general, I don't care what persuasion you are, but in particular my Republicans, no one is ever going to respect you if you're not willing to fight. Now, we've got to fight for what's right, knowing that we'll never please the other side. It's just not possible. It's not going to happen. But here's the bottom line to all my fellow conservatives across America. This race is far from over. All the money in the world will not mean anything once the polls close at 8 p.m. on election day. Now, the climate is such that you got to be willing to help us deliver a win. Everyone in your family's got to vote, your friends, your kids, anyone you might be traveling. Get as many people as you can to get out to vote and vote. Don't get distracted by the nightly news, your local media, and all the propaganda. Stay focused. Stay energized. We must fight and stay united, and we can win. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead, Mel.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain. Yes, I want to back up Todd's phone call. Yes, Cuomo knew that at least 85% of those nursing home patients are conservative voters. That was a voting block he knew he had to get rid of. Hey, this Cuomo is a serial killer, and if he's not prosecuted, that's worth my mother's grave. that this DOJ and these, well, of course, the AG in this state is not going to do anything. He's going to walk scot-free, but if he's not prosecuted federally for mass murder, this country is in serious trouble, and there's two tiers of justice in this country.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless America, Mel. And that's a female attorney general up there. Now, thank God for Rush Limbaugh and all the other conservative talk show hosts across America, my compadres on Salem and my friends on USA, my friends at GCN, my friends that are independents and whatnot. Thank God for all of you speaking up. And as a person who's been in politics for most of his adult life in one way or another, remember, I got appointed as a town assessor, tax assessor, and then ran for one term and got elected and was elected the chairman of the board in my little hometown up there. And I stuck around for 6 years. I found out what it was like. Didn't make a lot of money. It wasn't about money. It was about helping my town and straighten some things out that we knew we could do. I know that the American people want results. I hear it all the time. They're fed up with Washington, D.C., and the media, and the swamp, and the deep state. Your children deserve a great education and a safe neighborhood. We deserve a thriving economy and to be respected around the world. How about if we leave our children a great nation full of prosperity and high morals? How would that be for a switch compared to what we've been seeing? And our president wants to keep our country thriving, people working, putting food on the table. His opponent wants to shut the country down again. Joe Biden, we've heard him say it. The Democrats are no longer hiding their true intentions. If the Democrats win, life will never be the same for anybody. This election is going to affect your family and your children for their entire life. We'll have tyrannical lawmakers, loose courts, no police, weapons, voice, or representation. It'll all go away. Sooner rather than later. The only way the Democrats can hand out more is by taking from someone else. They're coming for your and my American dream. So I'm going to ask you to join me in voting for the greatest president of my entire lifetime. I loved Ronald Reagan. I never did so good under Ronald Reagan until Donald Trump came along. And now I'm doing just as good and better. So get off the bench, get out on the field, take your friends, and vote for Donald J. Trump. Let's keep America great. And Mr. President, I want to thank you, your administration, for fighting the fight for the American people. If that upsets people that are listening, I don't care. That's my position. I'm all about America, America first. And taking care of those that have taken care of us. So it doesn't matter. If you don't like Trump for any reason, take it somewhere else. Now, this part of the program has been brought to you by our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Check them out. All the blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, military and first responders get a discount on your purchase. Give them a call, 941-922-2345 today. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, I'll be back with more tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy day. Amy Coney Barrett, have a great day. Stay safe.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.